Okay, so Woody, this book called Ruthless sounds like a winner to me. The guy's name is Phil Trupp, who wrote it. The nation's banks, brokerages pulled a scripted shutdown of a 20-year money market fund, freezing $336 billion in cash, enough money to run 20% of the entire federal government, including the Department of Homeland Security. Individual investors were left without a word of credible explanation, and when howls of protest arose from the individuals, corporations, and institutions invested in this AAA-rated fund, the response from the feds was, you're on your own. Phil Trupp got mad, got his money back, wrote a book, and is underneath this whole, he's just mad, and he's talking about it. Hello, Phil, how are you?
I'm all right, Tom. How are you? Good. That's a great introduction.
What happened here, man?
Well, what happened was this. We have a 20-year money market fund based on bonds, just like any other money market fund. And it had been around for, as I say, for a couple of decades. You had institutional investors, retail investors, large corporations, and so on, and very substantial fund that took care of issuers such as charities, schools, hospitals, Port of New York, Port of Los Angeles, and so on. And then in February 13, 2008, after Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, and the other debacles were taking place, the banks and brokerages, which included, by the way, every bank and brokerage in the Western world, not just in the United States, decided, well, you know what, we're tired of propping up this market, we're just not making enough money in it, and they pulled the plug, and it was simple as that. So I learned the day after the plug had been pulled, that was February 14th, Valentine's Day, you know, I just bought my box of Whitman samplers for my wife and all of that, that I was called by my broker, and told that that 100% AAA-rated beautiful pile of warm liquid cash is now frozen solid, and you can't get your hands on it. I said, "Well, what are you talking about?" He says, "Well, I can't discuss it." Back office says, "Forget it. We can't talk about it." And I said, "What do you mean you can't talk about it?" And he said, "Just that. Go ahead and sue us." And that was the end of that conversation. And in fact, in subsequent calls to my broker, I had a couple of them at that time, it was the same deal. Sorry, we can't talk. You don't like it? Sue us. We're taking $338 billion, and we're going to waltz into the sunset with it. And too bad. You should have known better. That was basically the story, and basically the spur that got me to write the book Ruthless, and find a way to get some of this money, if not all of this money, back. And we're still at it. At this point, we've recovered $200 billion, and there's about $138 billion that's still under challenge, and we're after that.
And who's behind the whole scam, then? I mean, why doesn't the SEC do something about this thing? That doesn't make any sense.
The SEC is run by Miss Mary Shapiro, who was head of FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, which is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the brokerages. And it just so happened that Ms. Shapiro sold about $600 million worth of these money funds out of her own portfolio, or out of FINRA's portfolio, apparently on inside information that the market was about to crash. So that was number one signal. That the industry was not a bit interested in doing anything about it. The number two signal was that the government wasn't very interested in doing anything about it either, because Christopher Cox, who was then head of the SEC, a laissez-faire guy and an Ian Rand freak, decided, well, you know what, we may make a little bit of noise, but we certainly are not going to get in the way of free enterprise, and we'll just let these suckers hang. That was the SEC's position. As far as the White House was concerned, they were aware of the problem. I was told this by Barney Frank, who was head of the House Financial Services Committee, but they didn't feel that they could get their hands messy and get themselves into it. And I think it's really quite interesting now with Eric Holder running around with this task force busting these little Ponzi schemers and other minnows, that he has paid absolutely no attention to this auction rate security fraud, which goes on as we speak.
Holy cow. So your book, you wrote the book, and where does somebody buy it? What's the name of the book? Is it? Have you got it in Amazon and all those places yet?
Oh, it's everywhere. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the independent bookstores, Borders, whatever. It's everywhere. And it's called Ruthless. Ruthless, and that was our attitude. I headed a group of what I call them internet commandos, so we just went after everybody to get our money back, and we did get $200 billion back, as I say. So
Phil,
the,
this is what. Where is the rest of the money? I mean, did the money evaporate on portfolio loss, or is it out there somewhere? I mean, is the dough?
It's on portfolio loss. It's actually, you see, these bonds are long bonds. That was one of the deceptive things. It was sold as liquid cash, just like a plain vanilla money market fund. But in fact, it was backed, A, by the banks who propped up the auction market for these bonds. And the money remains either with the banks or with the issuers, that is, the universities, the student loan associations, and so on, who needed the money and got the money. Now, certain state securities administrators got the banks to buy back up to $200 billion worth of the bonds, which were 20-, 30-year and perpetual bonds. Again, we reclaimed $200 billion worth, and we're after the rest. The government is just paying no attention to this at this time. I mean, you talk about, you know, you bust a $8 billion worth of Ponzi guys, 343 Ponzi guys that the Holder busted lately, but not a word about this $138 billion that's still hanging out there in space. The issuers have it, the banks have it, the brokerages have it. They're not going to let up on it until the state securities administrators get mad, and we'll make them mad. We'll make them mad at the polls, and they get on the case and force these guys to redeem the bonds for the investors.
Wow. I got to tell you, it's incredible. Eric Holder, I mean, the other day he was out on the TV, you know, saluting how he had, you know, cracked the back of some phony websites, I guess, selling, you know, counterfeit Coach bags and Rolexes. But here's $136 billion worth of bees still hanging out there in limbo, and nobody doing. Are these guys just... I want to ask you the question, are so many politicians in some of this stuff up to their eyeballs that maybe that's the reason or what?
That is the reason. That is your underlying problem, and you've hit it right on the head. You have a Wall Street-Washington nexus like we've never had before. I mean, I've been a day trader off and on since 1979, and I've never seen the like of this kind of collusion between Wall Street in Washington. I think that the economic team here, the White House's economic team, they're all Wall Street guys, as we know. The politicians are all in the pockets of the Wall Street guys, and that's just how it is. I mean, we forced Barney, we didn't force him, but we convinced Barney Frank to have hearings of the House Financial Services Committee, and it was quite interesting and amusing. Kabuki theater, but not one single regulation or action came out of that. Everybody sat there and confessed, you know, mea culpa. Yeah, we took the money, and oh my gosh, it was an illiquidity crisis, and blah blah blah. And nothing came out of this. Absolutely nothing. So the government on the federal level and primarily on the state level have simply failed their investors.
Phil, we gotta go. What's the website one more time?
My website is www.beruthless.net, and that Be Ruthless is one word.
Be Worthless, be one letter. Beruthless.net. Phil,
that's it.
Okay, Phil Trupp, the book Ruthless. You want to go buy it. It's scary stuff.